From KUAR News in Little Rock, I'm Jacob Kaufman. This election season, NPR and KUAR are asking, what would a better life look like in your community, and what do you hope politicians can do to help? KUAR's Adam Simon and Anna Connard set out to see what some Arkansans had to say about it. They then sat down with KUAR's Karen Trico Stewart for a debrief.
Adam and Anna, welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you. Great to be here.
So both of you went out to several locations throughout central Arkansas asking people about the elections. Adam, what was on people's minds?
Well, Karen, first of all, we talked to a wide variety of people from different socioeconomic backgrounds. We were trying our hardest to get equal representation here in Arkansas. And we noticed a few common themes in our interviews, like education.
People are feeling like schools are starting to become more segregated again.
So I would like to have more kids programs. People don't need to get shot up just because of stupid reasons.
That was Kenesha Hatton and Jasmine Leary from Little Rock. And immigration was another topic that we heard about.
Immigration is going to be something that's really important. We are a southern state. And I like the fact that we encourage people from many countries to come in to the United States to have a better life.
They do not assimilate well. All the places where there are Muslims, all they got to do is drive a Jeep up in the middle of this farmer's market and we're history.
That was Summer Brown from Conway and Dave Perdue from Little Rock. And we heard a lot about the political system structure, nationally and locally, as well as the process of voting.
Nobody can agree on anything and no one's willing to budge on either side.
When the primaries are basically for people who are already signed up with a party, how is that a fair election?
People are being bought by lobbyists.
That was Rachel of Jonesboro, who chose not to give a last name, as well as Melissa Lavender and David Worling of Little Rock.
So, Anna, did people seem to have hope that some of these problems could be solved?
What we found was that people were very passionate about these issues, but at the same time, many felt like the solutions weren't going to come from local or national government.
I don't know the answer, but we need to do something about our young people. It starts in the home. I think more home training.
All the killing that's going on right now, it's kind of scary. Yeah, I don't think a law needs to be passed. I just think we need to work through it at home.
The people can change only if they give their life to the Jesus Christ.
That first voice was someone who chose to stay anonymous. Then we heard from Belinda Sanders of Little Rock and Tony Galicia from Little Rock.
And along the same lines, we also found that some people actually seem to feel insecure about their own level of knowledge, as well as their community's level of knowledge when it comes to politics. And some just weren't interested in looking into the issues.
There's just a lot to learn. It's a huge learning curve, in particular if you come from a poorly educated background, which is very common here.
I have never tried to vote because I always feel that the county and the state is going to pick who they want in office.
You've got those few hours there at the end of the day, and you have to decide what you want to do with those after work. So destroy the two-party system or eat a healthy dinner. Try to eat a healthy dinner.
I haven't voted, but I'm planning. I might vote. I'm not sure exactly. I haven't looked into it, but I think I'm going to vote.
Again, that was Summer Brown from Conway, as well as Clement Dedman III of Pine Bluff, John Atwood of Little Rock, and Taya of Helena, who chose not to give a last name.
We've heard these kinds of sentiments echoed by some political scientists, those sentiments being that many voters are acting on limited information and really don't make up their minds until very late in the game.
Yeah, we definitely heard several people that we talked to express those feelings.
Well, Adam Simon and Anna Connard, thanks for getting out there and capturing the thoughts of people in central Arkansas.
Thanks for having us.
It was a pleasure to do it.
And you can hear more thoughts from Arkansans on the upcoming elections at KUAR.org. The conversation doesn't end here, of course. Tell us your thoughts by emailing elections@KUAR.org. I'm Karen Trico Stewart, KUAR News.